Thank you. Good morning also from our side, and sorry that we were so late with the results yesterday evening, but we had a very busy day, and which cost us 5.2 million euro profit after taxes, and I will come to that later. Let's start, as usual, with the highlights, where unfortunately there were only two in 2013: the final purchase of one-third in Dresden to get 100%, and in August, the sale of our one-third shareholding in the Galeria Dominikańska in Wrocław. The profit after taxes from the sale of the Wrocław shares turned out to be now with 18.5 million, that is slightly above third quarter, and we can expect another very small payment in 2014. The share underperformed MDAX and EPRA with 4.5% only, and we lost also in the index ranking, which is sad, but that's life. Tenant structure remained more or less unchanged, with 25.6% of the rental income now from the 10 largest tenants. The tenant structure remained more or less also unchanged. Sorry, the same is true for the maturity distribution of the lease contracts, where now 61% of the lease contracts expire in more than five years. Last year's figure was 63%. We meet all our targets, but I would say for the first time only within our guidance. That has the reason I mentioned earlier. Balance sheet hasn't moved that much, plus 47 million euro in total. Non-current assets moved due to consolidation, and current assets due to lower cash at bank. Group equity increased, whereas the minority decreased due to deconsolidation of Passau and Harburg. So all in all, equity increased by 36 million euro, whereas the liabilities moved up only by 11 million euro. So let's come to the movement of the investment properties. Deconsolidation of Harburg and Passau resulted in a minus of 333 million euro. CapEx was plus 18.5 million euro. Valuation was 62.5 million, and the inclusion of Dresden resulted in a plus in investment properties of 390.8 million euro. The valuation result looks as follows. First, there's the result from revaluation you've seen on the prior slide. Then we have finally got a loss from the consolidation of Dresden of 1.6 million euro. Until third quarter, we showed a profit out of that of 0.6 million euro, so there was a profit swing of 2.2 million euro, and that was part of the unexpected. Then there were minor acquisition costs and the profit share of the minorities, which were far below last year's level. After taxes, we came up with 46.1 million euro valuation result from the investment properties. On average, we saw a revaluation of plus 2.1% on the investment properties. The equity participation saw a revaluation of only 0.8%, so that in total, the portfolio saw a value plus of 1.9%. The discount rate has moved down by 2 basis points to 6.65% now. The net initial yield went also down slightly by 1 basis point to 5.97%, and the cost ratio dropped by 0.1 percentage point down to 10.9%. EPRA NAV saw an increase of 7.2% to 30.59 euro, which is mainly due to the higher equity. The loan structure is still long-term oriented. Average fixed interest period is at seven years. The average interest rate now at 3.88% compared to 4.16% a year ago. The maturities until 2018 are spread nearly Equally, over the next 5 years, 380.4 million euro have to be prolonged, and 86.3 million euro have to be repaid under the existing loan agreements. So let's come to the profit and loss. Revenue came out at 188 million euro, which is 5.5% above 2012. The property and management costs went down to 17.8 million euro compared to 18.5 million in 2012. The cost ratio stood at 9.5% versus 10.4% in 2012 and compared to 10.9% used for the valuation model. So NOI increased by 6.6% to 170 million euro. Other operating income was more or less unchanged, whereas corporate costs decreased by 3.1 million euro. The main reason for that decrease is that in last year's figures, transfer taxes in the amount of 2.9 million euro became due because of the tax-driven restructuring of last year. All in all, EBIT increased by 9.1% to 165 million euro. The income from investment includes the sales gain of the Galleria Dominikanska share deal in the amount of 15.8 million euro. 0.9 million euro was the remaining operating profit of Galleria Dominikanska until the sale that was paid to us before the sale. Then we have for the first time interest rate swap expenses of 4.5 million euro, which is non-cash. You will ask why. I did too. The reason is the Dresden acquisition. According to the IFRS rules, there is the fiction that with the acquisition of the remaining shares in Dresden and the full consolidation as a consequence of that, the hash relation is now non-effective. That means that all changes in the value of the Dresden swap are P&L effective. That was so far P&L neutral. Very strange, but unfortunately the rule. We didn't know that, and we're really surprised, and that's why we had a very busy day yesterday. Interest expense went down by 5.2 million euro, but on a comparable basis, the decrease amounted only to 2.5 million euro. Also, the equity result went up to 27 million compared to 14.3 million euro. Most of it is attributable to the changes in consolidation. So in total, the net finance costs were at 34.1 million euro, 45% above last year's level. The total valuation result came out at 56.3 million euro, so that earnings before taxes was at 188 million euro and 81% above 2012. After consideration of taxes, mainly deferred taxes as usual, the consolidated profit is 173 million euro compared to 122.5 million in 2012. Let's come to the revenue bridge. The deconsolidation of Passau and Harburg increased turnover by 21.1 million euro. In turn, the inclusion of Herold Center in Dresden contributed 28.7 million euro to turnover. The like-for-like increase amounted to 2.2 million euro or 1.4%. Net finance costs profited from an income from investments, which was 15.3 million euro above last year. And just to note, there will be no further income in 2014. Interest expense were 5.2 million lower than in 2012. In turn, we had this unexpected swap expenses of 4.5 million euro. The income from our equity participations was 12.7 million euro, clearly higher. And the minority profit share went slightly up by 0.7 million euro. Earnings before taxes bridge. The valuation result, and that includes the valuation result of the equity participations, was 50.4 million euro above 2012. Then there was the capital gain from the sale of Galleria Dominikanska and an increase in operating profit of 18 million euro or plus 19%. profit bridge. The reversal of provisions for trade taxes were almost 35 million below 2012. Only for Dresden, we were able to dissolve the deferred trade taxes in 2013. Then there was the capital gain of 15.8 million euro, the valuation result after taxes of 45.2 million euro, and an increase in EPRA earnings of 24.3 million euro, a plus of 34%. Earnings per share went up from 2.36 to 3.21, whereas the EPRA earnings increased from 1.35 to 1.77, a plus of 31%. FFO moved up 26.5% from 1.66 to 2.10, and the details are shown on this slide. Dividend will grow by 5 euro cents to 1.25 euro per share, and we expect to further increase the dividend by 5 euro cents per year over the next years. After having looked already on the 12-month performance, I think it's worthwhile to look also at long-term results, and there you can see that we still outperform DAX and EPRA since our IPO in 2001. So let's come to the outlook. We will see investments CapEx of 18.9 million euro in 2014. We won't have any further refinancings in 2014, only in 2015. We can prolong the loan in Wetzlar. New acquisitions, question mark. Let me put it that way. At least we have ideas where we can work on, but nothing where we can talk about. Further optimization of tax structure, yes, Hamelin will turn into trade tax-free area by the end of 2014, but that doesn't have a major influence. And an increase in dividend, as already mentioned, to 1.30 euro is also envisaged. In terms of numbers, we expect an increase in revenues by 6% to around 200 million euro, EBIT increase of also 6% to around 174, 75 million euro. EBT before valuation should increase by roughly 7% to 120 to 123 million euro. The FFO budget shows an increase of only 3% to 214 to 218 euro per share, and that is due to much more cash taxes in the budget than in 2013. That's an influence of roughly 4 cents per share. So that is our outlook, and I hope I can now answer your questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star followed by 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star followed by 2. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. Anyone who has a question may press star and 1 at this time. And our first question today comes from Mr. George Kandas of Bankhaus Lampe. Please go ahead.
Good morning. I have one question with this swap. This is a one-off valuation result and will not occur permanently, or is this interest expenses, or is this only the valuation of the swap?
Thank you. Thank you very much for this question. If you go into details when you have the annual report, you will see it is a non-cash expense, so more or less a valuation thing. We treat it as cash expense in order to have not another figure that needs to be adjusted every year, because that expense results in future profits. What we do with this valuation is that we decrease, it's a pure fiction, that we decrease the interest rate on the loan that is secured by the swap down to market level. So let me put it, I think that is a loan that has an interest coupon of 5.2% or something, and on the acquisition date, the swap was valued and came out to be 11.7 million minus. And these 11.7 million euro minus will be dissolved until 2018 when this swap agreement expires and the loan expires and becomes profit. The movement from April to December 2014 already resulted in a non-cash income of 2.2 million. So the expense was higher than what you can see already in the P&L. And for simplicity reason, we decided to take that into cash effective, FFO effective expenses and have in the coming years a higher so-called cash effective income.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks very much.
And our next question is from Mr. Kai Klose of Berenberg Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, very good morning, gentlemen. Two quick questions from my side. The first one, you mentioned for 14, the cash taxes will be higher than in 13. Will it then for this year a kind of normalized level, or should you expect another increase then in 15? I know it's a bit further down the road, but maybe you have an idea here. And the second question, I was a bit late on the call, but could you also elaborate a bit more on the potential expansions for Wuppertal and Poland, unless you have not mentioned that. Thank you.
Yeah. The cash taxes? Well, the cash taxes 2013 and 2014 would have been almost the same if not we received trade tax back for special reasons, trade tax back in the amount of 2.3 million, and that is the one-off effect of cash taxes in 2013. So we only had 2.6 million cash taxes in 2013. The budget was 4.8 million. For 2014, cash taxes budget is 4.8 million, but that moves up over time. Clear. If you pay less interest and so on, and the rental income moves up, the taxable income must move up. It's unfortunately simple math.
And all right. Thank you.
And the losses carried forward, which we still use from today's perspective, will be totally offset around 2017. Then we don't have any losses carried forward after 16 years. And the second question towards the extension of Wuppertal is not to mention. Poland is underway, but it won't start before autumn next year. And then the third is Harburg, and that looks like we will decide to realize. It looks very well. It's only 25 million euro investment, but it's a good one.
All right. Many thanks indeed.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And our next question is from Mr. André Remke of Baader Bank. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Follow-up question on your extension plans. I didn't get it. When will you start Harburg? By the end of this year, or?
Yeah, the decision currently the plan is to decide in August, and then they will start September, October. It needs to be ready next year in autumn.
Already. Ready?
In place, it's an extension within the building.
Yeah, and in 2015, end of 2015, you already expect some rental income.
Some income, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And then on your comment, you have something to work on. Do you mean these extensions, or are there real acquisition probably in the pipeline?
What I mentioned is the ideas we have is not an extensions but acquisition.
Okay. And then a very last question on your corporate costs. You mentioned 7.7 million going down due to the one-time effects in 2012. I guess there are also some one-time effects in 2013. Is that right? And what would be then the adjusted level also going forward?
Yes, in fact, there is an extraordinary expense that is a zero game because we have an extraordinary income almost in the same amount, and that is an amount of 750,000 euro. It gets into the P&L as income and as expense.
Okay, but both is included in the corporate cost of
7.7. No, the costs are included in the cost, and the income is included in the income. So if you move both figures by 750,000, you're on the comparable level.
And so the 7 million on cost is also an ongoing level?
It's an ongoing level that covers all costs of the holding and all corporate costs of all entities.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
And our next question comes from Mr. Jochen Rodenbacher of Equinet Bank. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Berger. I have two questions. One follow-up on the tax rate. Could you provide us with the tax rate we should expect in the P&L for 2014? And the other question is on your financial firepower. How much money would you have to buy if it comes up any assets?
Firepower, I think, more than we need. And tax rate, I think it's 21% on average on a normalized basis, without any deferred tax extraordinaries, but including deferred taxes, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Deferred taxes, 21%.
Okay. Could you be a little bit more specific on the financial firepower?
Yeah, well, if there is something, the credit line is used 30 million or something.
35 million,
so there is 150 million left there, plus one shopping center that is not financed through bank debt, debt, where we would have additional, I would say, 90 million euro, plus the leveraging power of an additional property should be sufficient.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The next question is from Mr. Jochen Schmidt of Bankhaus Metzler. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning. I have one question. The improvement in the NOI margin, is this mainly driven by the ability to roll over more expenses to your tenants? That's my question.
Thank you. Well, it certainly has a number of reasons, but the main reason is the volatile maintenance expenses. They move up and down.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The next question is from Mr. Manuel Martin of CBS Research. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Berger. Two questions. One question regarding the revaluation gains. Could you tell us the main driver behind the revaluation gains, maybe rent increases or whatever? Second question, I know you do not prefer to talk about acquisitions, but maybe you could tell us something about how you perceive the current price environment for potential acquisitions.
Last question first. I think it is relatively unchanged almost for a longer period of time. As you may remember, in November, I told you we haven't had anything where we could think about. Now, in March, I say, well, at least we have ideas that shows already a little that there is not much on the market that you can acquire. So, without that, it's difficult to say anything precise on where yields are. Yields are the ones that are paid. And I only believe in yields I've calculated personally, I must say. So let's come to the valuation result and or the valuation itself. It is a mixture of less investments that were decreased from last year's value than expected, so which resulted in uplift in value. So we undervalued from today's perspective, we undervalued in 2012, and increase in value due to risk factors, due to rental increases. I mean, you know, our valuation model of Ferry that has 150 criteria, and they have in one way or the other an effect on the valuation. But it's totally independent from the movement and increase in rent. Not totally independent, but more independent from increase in turnover. You can't compare that. So this year we had 2.1%. Last year it was a little less. You have to think of the dimensions of that valuation. If you look on that slide with the valuation, I mean, 25 basis points means more than 100 million influence in income.
Mm.
Does that answer your question a little?
A little, yes.
I can say, well, the most contributors to that valuation result was a Dresden that moved up 4.4%. Then we saw very good development in Rhein-Neckar after years of depreciation, where we saw an uplift in 12.5 million, 4.8%. Those are the big ones, the two big ones, and the others are 4.5 is in Wolfsburg with 6 million euro, which also develops quite well. There's none with a minus.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
We have some with 0.3%, 275,000 euro valuation income.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Now our next question is from Mr. Andreas Plaisier of Warburg Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Bürger. Two questions, if I may. Firstly, regarding your loan maturities, you have only 77 million in 2014. What interest rate do you expect here in the prolongation? And the second question, are there any substantial news in terms of the AFM directive? Thank you.
Well, the loan maturities 2014, the 77 million, that was the credit line by year end.
Okay.
That's it. So there's full interest rate exposure because it's only 3 month Euribor based. And AIFM, there are indications that we won't be affected.
Well, that's great.
Thank you. We don't care for that for the time being.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And our next question is from Mr. Dirk Becker of Kepler Chevreux. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning. You talked about the firepower that you have for your acquisitions. So did I understand that correctly, that if you do an acquisition this year, it's very unlikely that you need a capital increase for this?
I think we would be stupid if we wouldn't raise equity.
We would be stupid if we wouldn't raise equity then. Okay, so when an acquisition comes, you would raise equity then?
Probably.
Okay, second question about this swap. So you have to mark to market this now until 2018,
mm-hmm.
and probably the way this goes is when interest rates rise, then you will have a gain, and when interest rates fall, you will have a wider loss, and at the end of the whole thing, it will be zero, right? It will
absolutely correct.
Yeah. Okay. So we need to look at the development of the interest rates, and that would be
global.
Your annual P&L effect.
Yeah, we are talking about 9.2 million euro, which is shown now only as debt, that will be dissolved over time.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. We're waiting for further questions.
Okay, no further questions then. Thank you very much for the interesting discussion and hope to see you soon. Goodbye.